morning. This is the Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a landmark AI regulation bill into law, a measure aimed at mitigating AI risks and setting what my stateline calls a national standard.
Reuters reports Meta said U.S. states are seeking $1.4 trillion in penalties in an August trial over youth safety.
Anthropic and TeraWulf signed a 20-year lease for an AI infrastructure campus at the former Century Aluminum plant in Hancock County, Kentucky. WKYT says the campus will support about 401 megawatts of IT load, start initial service in the second half of 2027, reach full service by early 2028, and bring 100 to 120 jobs. SiliconANGLE and The Street put the deal's value at $19 billion.
Anthropic has identified IREN as a leading contender for a reported $22 billion, 1.40 gigawatt Australian AI cloud capacity tender. According to Yahoo Finance, the potential contract would build on IREN's Bundy campus and its existing Microsoft and NVIDIA agreements.
Over at Blue Origin, NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman said investigators have honed in on a potential engine issue in the May 28 New Glenn explosion during ground testing. NASA is helping with the anomaly probe, pad rebuild at Launch Complex 36, and work to keep the Lunar Lander program moving.
SpaceX joins the NASDAQ 100 before Tuesday's market open, less than a month after its June 12 IPO under ticker SPCX. Bessemer says index funds tracking more than $800 billion could drive about $4.3 billion in passive buying, with an initial weighting of roughly 0.47% to 0.7%.
Bangladesh approved Starlink to export international private leased circuit links, carrying unfiltered internet traffic to neighboring countries, the Daily Star reports. The clearance lets Starlink use a 3-year bandwidth agreement with Bangladesh Submarine Cable Company Limited, with Summit Communications and Fiber at Home as backups.
Backed by Intel and Microsoft, AI chip and software company Syntiant has filed for a U.S. IPO, according to Yahoo Finance and Moomoo.
Meanwhile, at NASA, officials said the U.S. is very much in a space race with China and remains on track to beat China back to the moon.
NASA released a draft solicitation on July 6, seeking industry partners to design, build, and operate a commercial low-Earth orbit station to succeed the International Space Station. Aviation Week says the proposal calls for partner readiness to support a crewed flight.
SemiAnalysis says NVIDIA's GPU debt backstop is helping drive Project Trinity as capital, offtake, and data centers. It projects more than $7 trillion in AI debt outstanding by 2029 and cumulative AI capex of about $11.1 trillion from 2024 through 2029.
Shifting to Microsoft, the company said it will cut about 4,800 jobs, including roughly 3,200 in gaming, as Xbox undergoes its biggest overhaul. DW reports Microsoft says the cuts aren't replacing workers with AI, and Xbox console prices will rise as AI-driven component costs climb.
That's the Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Tuesday, July 07, 2026. Sources are in the show notes. This episode is AI-generated. Verify claims against the original sources.